stop. Max and Stacy's threesome.
Hey, it's Lex and Stacy, threesome podcast number 78. How you doing, Stace?
I'm good, Lex. How are you?
I am fantastic. I just watched a car drive through the front of our building, so that was cool.
Like right into it?
Right into it. I pulled up to go into the parking garage, and there was a car in the front window of Compass Bank. Now let me explain to you how utterly impossible this is. I have no idea how this car got there.
Probably drove.
I don't see how. I mean, there are curbs, there are steps, there are medians, there are those terrorist protection, like big cement cylinders like Target has, you know, so you can't drive a car or truck through it. Somehow, this car went over a median, went over a sidewalk, went down steps with railings about 8 feet apart, skirted the thing that's supposed to protect the building, which somehow is right in between the guardrails, and managed not to hit any of those things and run right into the front of the building. You have to see this. I mean, it's like there were 100 people sitting outside, and we were all going, "How'd this happen?" And everybody's like, "Nobody knows. We can't even theorize how that car." I mean, she goes, "I don't even think a helicopter could like swing it in there." It's
like one of those college pranks that all the science students do, like putting cars on top of like state capitol domes and stuff, where everyone's like, "How did that happen?"
Of course, I started writing jokes right away, which yes, people did not appreciate because they were still pulling the woman out of the car and putting her on a slab.
Was she dead?
No, she was fine. No. I mean, she was alive. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
See, what were some of the
my
jokes?
Spleen.
No. This time, we're going to give you an auto loan. Because it was in the front of a Compass
Bank. Were you saying this out loud?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the front of a Compass Bank. Yeah. What was the other? I know it's a Compass Bank, but you didn't have to hit the mark right on the head.
Nice. Little do you know, that was the last thing she heard before she died.
The other one was, no, we'll fuck you at the drive-thru.
Nice.
Let's see, what else was there? There was some good ones. Everybody was contributing. I mean, I wrote them down. They were making me laugh. There was one more, I know. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. This is a new. This is gives new definition to mobile banking. Hey, I'd like to make a deposit. My car. Let's see. That's pretty much it.
Well, some good stuff. That's exciting, Lex.
Yeah, pretty weird, huh?
Yeah.
But they have these big, like, chrome metal 1980s columns out front. And my first thought was, this is the way my brain thinks while this poor woman's laying there in a neck brace. How are they going to replace those? Those things probably haven't been made in 30 years.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're so outdated. Who do you go to for that? You know,
where is the steel column pole company?
Yeah, I wonder, like when you fly into Louisville or something like that, there's the outdated pole company. You know, like those industrial warehouses you see when you're flying into other airports. That's what I think they make.
Right.
You know, there's outdated buildings all over the world, and we make outdated shit for them. probably one of the most successful companies in the world, keeping buildings outdated for years to come.
We buy all the old patterns to things no one's going to use again.
And then sell them at a premium. We're one of the richest people on earth. Selling you things that you don't want, you just can't find.
Yes.
Because let's face it, it costs more to replace it than to just find another one somewhere, someplace.
Yes. Or just redo the whole front of your bank.
Yeah.
Which now maybe they'll have to.
I mean, this building's been here probably since the mid-80s. So, you know, it's good luck. Not many chrome columns out there being made. I mean, it looks like disco mirrors.
Oh, gotcha.
It's so prevalent, I actually tell people, look for the disco mirrored columns out front.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the sun caught them right and caused the driver to seize up. And
yeah, possibly.
And something like that.
It's fun to tell Star Trek fans, you know, to how to find the building. It looks like the Borg spaceship. It's that square.
I've got space news for you since you brought that up.
Yeah, let's talk some space stuff. Yeah, did you do the moon thing? Did you watch all that?
No, I was sleeping. Sure, it's not going to happen again for what? Till the night 2030s.
Till you're a wrinkled old bitch.
Yes. A dirty wrinkled
old bitch.
Or
5 years.
Yes. According to my uterus, sooner.
Stacy's 40. Her uterus is 55.
I got Mickey Mantle's uterus.
It's aged much more than she has. She doesn't want to be touched. When you have sex with her, you just pound her uterus. But her skin is flawless.
It's a very talented, meaty uterus.
Yeah. You can beat my pootie to death, but don't touch me.
My pootie?
Yeah, your pootie.
I don't think I've ever in my life referred to the vagina as a pootie.
Yeah, it's pootie. Remember, you never see Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
Jerry,
a long
you're
time
shoplifting
ago.
The pootie. I am not shoplifting the pootie. You're shoplifting the pootie? That's where Pootie got famous.
Gotcha.
And of course, then Poontang was Ted all the way.
Nashville Pussy!
There it is. Apparently, some female orangutan was like terrorizing some zoo area. It got loose. Lisa sent me a picture and I sent it back and said, Oranga Poontang? And she's like, I don't get it. Like, I get it. Thanks to you.
I'm ever so grateful.
She goes, I have never heard it called that. So I had to download it. Wang dang sweet Poontang.
Or Poonani.
Yeah, not a big fan of Poonani. Sounds too puffy and Hawaiian to me.
I think tsunami. I think something big and wet. Which, well.
That's huge and wet. Which still makes me think Hawaii.
Yes.
So anyway. What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Pootie. Yeah. Of course, that was, you know, a Tom Cruise reference, so you probably don't like it.
Again, knowing what I know now, the love scene in Top Gun has now become the unsexiest love scene in all of cinema history.
According to who?
Well, Kelly McGillis is a lesbian.
Yes.
And if you believe the rumors that won't stop and have been going on for decades now, Tom Cruise probably enjoys dong.
See, with my sick, perverted mind, that makes it the sexiest love scene in Hollywood history.
Why?
It's like, because the acting's so good, it's hot.
Look, it's two people who could be less attracted to each other.
You're lucky. They're lucky I wasn't the director, because I would have made them fuck. I mean,
like,
no, I need realism.
Douglas and Sharon Stone.
No, I need realism. Fuck her.
You.
I don't care what you have to do.
A stunt cock.
If we need to stand Iceman in front of you while you do it, I don't care.
And knowing that, again, the volleyball scene is officially the gayest scene in all of cinema history.
If I have to throw salt water on your pussy, Miss McGillis, to make it look wet, I'll do it.
Nice.
I would have made a great director. I would have done whatever it takes to make scenes work. Being the sick fuck that I am. I'd have been like going, no, push harder, push, fuck her. I don't care.
Bring in the eight-year-old boys.
I don't care if she's horrible to you.
Bring in the high school wrestling team and let them tussle about in front of Tom.
Fuck her and write checks your body can't cash.
Nice.
No, don't write checks. Make a deposit. Do you like that, crew? Yeah,
that's probably why What's-His-Face killed himself.
What other scenes should I have been a part of to make them better? That's pretty much it.
No.
Everybody else did a nice job. Maybe I would have had Leo DiCaprio fuck Kate Winslet on the ass on the front of that boat. Other than that,
I'm king of the world. And your bunghole.
Yeah. I'm king of the world. No, darling, now you're king of the world.
Such a pretty little star you have.
Yes.
It's winking at me, Kate.
Put your iceberg in my hull.
Gross.
Clog the hole in the steam room.
What? Unsexy sex euphemisms.
Variety magazine. Lex Daily ruins Titanic. Costed 11 Oscars with one move on the front of the boat. The king of the world! And of course, Billy Zane catches him.
He's so hot. He's bald now, but he's still just freaking hot.
Yeah, I saw this weird-ass movie where it's obviously not a very famous movie, but it was on, like, HBO in the middle of the night. That's how you know it sucks. And
I usually wasn't a Cinemax, because I think he was, like, king of Cinemax near-porn movies for a long time.
It may have been Cinemax, because, you know, he's cheating with his wife or girlfriend's best friend, and she captures them, and she's, like, a total psychotic bitch, and she's, like, tying them up, and you know, having, like, poisonous spiders walk on them and, you know, cutting off
their... Oh, my God, I might have seen that.
Yeah.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, and they're, like, in some California mountain thing, and there's some, like, prisoner on the loose. You know,
I've seen that.
Yeah.
And I know I watched it only because Billy Zane was in it.
Yeah.
See, I will watch something awful because he's in it, whereas Dean Cain, I won't watch.
Well, I watched it for, like, 45 minutes going, who the fuck is that? God, I know who that is. You know, who is that guy? You know, and
with
it's like
a dark, smoldering eyes and beautiful, crafted lips.
And I didn't want to look on the, because I wanted to figure it out myself. And then finally I just went, ah, fuck it. I went, Billy Zane, yes. God damn it.
He's one of those who, especially, I know he thought when he was in Titanic, arguably one of the biggest movies ever made, that he was set. He had a career. This was going to be it. And that's like the only thing he ever did outside of his really awful softcore porn Cinemax movies.
Well, he did underwear commercials. I know that.
Well,
know, yeah. for BVD or whatever.
Because he's hot.
And, you know, I've met him. I've hung out with him before when I lived in Los Angeles.
Did any of his hotness rub off on you? Because he's hot.
No.
He is hot to spare.
No, it's quite obvious none of his hotness rubbed off on me.
You're both bald.
At the time, I wasn't. I looked like a Serbian terrorist in those days.
I've seen the passport photo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was when that look was in vogue. It's so funny. You know, it's like I hated the way I looked back then. I can't tell you how many chicks see that passport photo and go, oh, my God, yeah, you were so hot. I went, are you fucking kidding me? I should have shaved my head so long ago.
See, I think you're going wrong. Instead of serial killer night, you should be doing ISIS recruitment night.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could see Lisa in ISIS.
Give her a little burka.
Yeah.
Say, come over here, bitch.
You want me to blow up Oklahoma Stadium? I can't do that. She goes, you make me boiling mad. You want to hurt my Sooners? Lisa See? Baker takes down ISIS. Over Sooner rage.
Sooner rage.
Yeah. It was so fun doing the fantasy football draft with her. It's like all Sooners. Like they've made it to the NFL. I said, you know what your team tells me? Your team hasn't transpired well to the NFL. You're not going to win a game. Actually, it's not so bad, but it was, she drafted like Kenny Stills in the second round. You know, saying he still would have been there in the 13th for anybody that knows what they're doing.
And you love her for it.
I do.
You love that she plays with her heart, not with her mind.
Yeah, it's she's funny because she's wicked smart. She has like wicked great sense and common sense about things. Yet sometimes things come out of that mouth, I just go, wow. Like the other day, we're looking at the lunar eclipse. And she goes, we can't look at this too long. I said,
I know where you're going yeah. with this.
And I went, we can look at this all night if we want. It's a solar eclipse we can't look at.
That's where you punch the hole in the little box.
I said, because you see, the solar eclipse is something eclipsing the sun that has a really intense bright ring around it at full eclipse that can blind you.
And you know what? She was looking at you during while you're thinking this and saying this and just giving her that look. She's looking at you going, no shit, dumbass. You need to get up early. That's what I was talking about.
But no.
You think I'm stupid.
No, I'm not letting you dig her out of this hole.
I'm trying.
Then some guy comes on Periscope and says, he goes, you need to get closer. Yeah, why don't I just build a fucking rocket ship for you, asshole? I'm as close to it as I can get. It's the moon. What do you think? You think if I get on top of a building down the street, it's going to be any closer? Jesus Christ.
You know what? We should just be happy that we're still here. Do you understand what happened, right?
What happened?
September 22nd or 23rd came and went, and the end of the world didn't happen.
Well, I told you that was. I didn't even think about that. You know why?
I didn't till like after the fact.
You know why?
Oh, I missed it.
Because I'm a rational human being.
I've heard that about you.
Yes. And I proved it once again by not giving a fuck when the 23rd came. You know what the 23rd was to me? The day before the 24th. No more, no less. Or a week from tomorrow.
I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it till afterwards either.
Yeah, I didn't stay up all night, you know, holding my M16 waiting for martial law to be invoked.
Well, it could happen.
I think I was even going to spit in the wind and go to Walmart that night, which supposedly was supposed to be a military depot by the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Yes.
Closed up, have a razor wire around the outside.
Uh-huh.
But alas, it didn't.
Truth of the matter is, most of them need razor wire around the outside. If I drove by and saw that, I'd be like, God, finally. Finally, you're protecting us from, well, you.
When was the last time you stepped foot inside a Walmart?
Labor Day weekend.
Wow. How come?
Because I needed shit. I'll go to Walmart. I have no problem going to Walmart.
Cool.
I don't think Walmart's a bad thing. I'm sorry. I don't.
I do. I think it's the devil.
It's not the devil. It's just a business.
It's an evil business.
You know,
evil, bad things.
And I'll tell you why it's not evil. Sometimes businesses just get to the point where they're so fucking big, you can't stop what's going on. And in order to give, 400,000 employees or whatever they have, how many employees do they have? Like a million, something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, to...
I know a vast majority of them don't make enough to support themselves and are on food stamps and government subsidies.
Well, because they had no problem taking a job that's 35 hours a week.
I'm not going to get into it. When it's the only job that someone can get, you should be happy that they're working at all. And I understand, and I agree that everyone should always be working towards moving up and getting bigger and better with their jobs and careers and things, but that isn't always feasible right then for everybody. And so by telling someone that because they work at Walmart, they deserve it, is really just not cool.
What do you mean? You're losing me.
Well, You just kind of insinuated that it's their fault for working at Walmart.
No, what I insinuated was they went and applied for a job and somebody said, we don't have full-time positions. What's available is 35 hours a week. It doesn't have hospitalization or benefits, and it pays this. The person at that point can either take or not take the job.
And when it's the only job that's been offered to them in the last 6 months...
Well, so that makes them bad people because they're offering a job nobody else is offering?
It makes them bad people that the American public is paying basically for their employees. Because if their employees weren't getting food stamps and everything else, there would probably be rioting in the streets. And, you know, Walmart might be forced to actually have to pay their employees more, like a livable wage.
You don't understand how things work, Stacey. Greed and corporate assholery is what gets things done. They have stockholders that invested based on certain numbers and projections. To give a million people a $40 difference on their... Or let's just say a $400.
Let's find out what their profit is each quarter. Profit. After everything is paid, employees paid, salaries paid, the rent on all the buildings, everything is paid.
It doesn't matter.
Let's see how much profit
they have. It doesn't matter what it is. There's an expectation of it being a certain amount of money. And if it's not, they devalue the company. That's just economics. It's business.
They should. It's a shitty company.
And stockholders beg to differ. If you're running if you're running that company, you are serving your stockholders, your investors. That's who you're servicing. So you can't be fucking Robin Hood. You got to make them money because they're investing in you. That's all. It's that simple.
Yes, but I guess the question is, if you had an opportunity to make $1,000 from your stocks, or how about $750 from a stock that you own, but you know that that company is actually not milking the American public for subsidies and welfare and everything, I think I personally would be happy with the $750.
Well,
over the $1,000.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, but it's not the way it works.
Well, and that's why greed and corporate assholery will always prevail.
It's not greed. It's just business.
It is. It's money.
People make the mistake of thinking that it's greed, and it's not. It's just
You want more money, that is greed. When you want more of something and you need more and you won't accept anything less except more, that is greed.
Stacy, they have to answer to people if their profits go down because they invested in them. Nobody wants to invest in a losing company. Nobody wants to go to a stockholders meeting and explain that, I'm sorry, we made a fundamental switch in how we take care of our employees, so the investment you made 90 days ago has gone down a couple $100 a share. Sorry.
I think you would be surprised at the number of people that would let that slide, at least for a short time.
No, I'd be surprised.
Let's think about when Indiana passed its I don't know if they even passed it. Whatever happened with Indiana that made that pizza place famous for not wanting to serve gays. I think it was like the Religious Freedom Act or whatever.
Yes.
Look at all of the businesses, the corporations and stuff that publicly said, you know, hey, we were just about to start, you know, groundbreaking on our corporate headquarters somewhere in Indiana. And you know what? We're pulling out now because we want nothing to do with the state of Indiana. That was corporate. That was companies and such saying, no, Indiana, you kind of suck.
And you know why they said that?
There is like some more, a little bit of soul out there than what you might think.
And you know why they said that? You're not going to like the answer to this.
Because it's going to lose them money when their people are pissed off that they went there.
No, because when it gets out there that they turned Indiana down to break ground, what comes into them? Offers from other places, lower offers, better offers to move their business there. And they put it out there for that very reason.
But they're still screwing over people to do that. If they can get a better deal because they are actually pro-gay, then good for them.
I'm just saying.
And good for the company, offering them land or whatever.
While you think these companies are doing it for the goodness of gay rights, they're not. They're doing it to get a better business deal from another state or location to bring their business there. That's the only reason they publicly make such a claim.
And ultimately, it helps someone else. Ultimately, that's a good thing. Ultimately,
The argument is that's not why they're doing it.
Because that business moved there. I don't care why they still did it. I understand that it's all a game. That's all a PR game.
I know, but I'm just telling you, once again, it's business.
It is.
Okay.
But it's business that at least publicly did something. The fact that a business came out and said, you know what, Indiana, you suck for this. That sent a message. That was a good thing.
No, they came out and said, you know, Indiana, you suck for this. Don't they, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, and Iowa, and all surrounding areas that are going to give us a better deal than Indiana would have to begin with.
And ultimately, Joe Q Public went, that company's awesome because they support gay rights.
Maybe so. It's a win-win.
Someone goes, wow, you know what? So Cottonelle, or whoever it was, I don't remember, you know, supports gays. That's pretty cool. Maybe I should rethink my view on homosexuals. Maybe one person somewhere changed their mind about being a bigoted homophobe because that company said that publicly.
Well, there was one person somewhere, and that was me, that went, well played.
Well, yes.
In my Mr. Burns voice. Well played. You mean, sir, they weren't doing it for the gays? No.
But see, it still helped the gays. And it helped some other state besides Indiana. So it was a good thing that they did.
You know what I like more than helping the gays, Smithers? Increasing my profit margin 10%.
And good for them. They deserve to have their profit margin increased by 10% if they helped someone doing it. I think that if Walmart paid their employees a livable wage, that would be a good thing. And you know what? Sure, they might take a financial hit at first, but I think that there would be so many people that would be so thrilled, like me, for instance, and I am not the most informed person in the world.
I want to help you for helping the gays, Mr. Burns.
See? It's called goodwill and paying it forward.
I did? just trying to get rich. We increased
you
our margins 15%,
sir. Still not be like a soulless asshole. I'm sorry. It is possible to be done, you know. Look at Joel Osteen.
Smithers! Tell Indiana we're not gay haters. We're money lovers. Let's take our podcast, Dover.
Yes.
Mr. Burns is smart. SMRT. Mr. Sulu, what do you think about the gays in Indiana? Yes, Captain.
I love Mr. Sulu.
That was for you. All right, we got to go.
I know. Thank you, Lex.
Thank you, Stacy. Another riveting, awesome podcast where obviously you have your head up your ass about Indiana and how business in general works. Nobody cares about people, not gays, not the crippled, anybody. It's money. That's all they care about. Yeah.
Goddamn cripples.
Yeah, no cripples, no gays, babies, dogs. They don't give a shit. Don't you get it?
One-armed women.
All they care about is green.
Yes. I do know that. I'm well aware.
I know. You're a very smart girl. Always have been. But your bleeding heart gets in your way.
Yes, damn my compassion.
As a stockholder of Walmart, I want you to shut the fuck up.
Of course you are.
I'm not.
Okay.
Of course you are. All right. I'm not as bad as you think I am. I can't afford Walmart stock. I wish I could.
But if I could, I'd have a bunch.
If I could, I'd fuck people over and buy bunches of it. But unfortunately, I'm like their employees. I don't have anything. But I do admire their spirit. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye, Stacy.